Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Now, the Home Squad are with me this afternoon to talk about the weird and wonderful world of lighting. From your bathroom, kitchen, sitting room, hallway, whatever your questions or queries, the Home Squad are here to answer them. Founder and creative director, Arlene McIntyre from Arlene McIntyre Interior Designs is with me in studio today, as is Jenny Sheehan, former winner of Home of the Year and Workers' Cottage and Social Media. You're both very welcome. Good afternoon.
Lovely to be here.
087 1400 106. That's the WhatsApp number, first of all, to any of our listeners, if you've questions for Arlene and Jenny. Arlene, what's the first bit of advice you have for somebody who is maybe currently designing a new home, looking at their lighting layout? What should they consider?
Oh my goodness, that is a very big question. But there is really, first of all, during the day, you need to check out where all your natural light is. And then you need to consider your task lighting areas in the kitchen and perhaps where your feature light is going to be in your entrance. And if you'd like to introduce wall lights, and you need to be engaging with electricians from a very, very early stage. If you're in a kind of a building situation, if not, if you're buying a new home, you have, I suppose, a different set of issues that you need to kind of work around, perhaps adding light points in and that sort of thing. But the main thing is to try and get the right ambience and layers of light in your home.
Should you not, then should you wait until you're maybe in the house or have the bricks and mortar up before you start, you know, looking at lighting plants? No?
No, you need to get in really early. That's like one of the first things. M&E first. Okay. Lights and plumbing first.
What's your advice, Jenny, for somebody that's maybe moving into a second-hand home and they're looking at lighting plans? What should they consider?
Well, I totally agree with Arlene. Think about it first. It is the first thing to think about, especially if you're designing a new home. That said, it's 2025 now. And if you're moving into a second-hand home and you don't have, you know, the switches aren't where you want them to be, and the, you know, you've inherited a runway spray of spotlights on the ceiling and it looks awful, don't panic, because, you know, rechargeable lights and smart lighting and all that kind of stuff is here, and it's way better than it used to be. And you can do a lot in a retrofit for, you know, much cheaper and much easier than you used to be able to. You don't have to go chasing wires and stuff like that anymore. But if you can, get in early, plan it early. Think about, you know, the first thing to think about, we always say in interior design, is how are you using the space? And be honest about that. Where are you reading? Where are you cooking? Are you cooking? Are you microwaving? You know, where are you hanging out in hallways? And be really intentional about what kind of light you need there. And there's loads of guides online. You know, you're looking at lumens. Lumens per square meter is what you need to know. And do you have enough of those in each area?
That's the makeup of the bulb, is it?
That is how much light the bulb gives out. So it used to be watts, because that was a fairly accurate representation. Energy in was light out.
Yeah.
But these days it's all different with the LEDs and all that. So lumens is what will tell you how much light is being emitted from that bulb.
Mm.
And you want to look up, you know, there's rough guidelines out there. Again, a quick Google I won't give you numbers because nobody will be writing them down right now.
Yeah.
But that will tell you how much lighting do you need in a kitchen, in a living room, in a bathroom, whatever it might be. And then the second thing you want to know is Kelvin. So this is how warm is the light that's been given out. Is it like a really blue clinical light, which you just never want? That's higher Kelvins. Mm. Or is it that lovely low, warmer, yellowy candlelight almost, kind of, that's much, much lower Kelvins, which is generally where I like.
What's on trend at the moment, Arlene?
Warm lights. It's very rare that you'll see those blue lights. I think they were all, you know, that's a big challenge.
That's,
I think,
the pure
for
white,
everyone.
Isn't it?
And it's quite cold. And it can really jar with your paint tones, and it can knock off colour schemes completely. So getting your light tone is really important.
Yeah.
Actually, I agree with you.
What about that sort of slightly nearly vintage kind of, you know, dim look? I have a lot of those bulbs.
You love these, Andrea.
Yeah,
I
have a lot of them in the house.
Too.
And I have to be honest, I don't know how much I love them.
The vintage lights.
Yeah, like I have. Well,
like
it's more
filament
the bulb
type.
Yeah. It's kind of a bronzy, kind of smoky tone.
Everything's
tone.
Slightly orange.
Yeah, that's true. But that's a look, you know. So if that's your look, then you can channel that look and then just kind of take note of everything else that's wrapping around that. So I think that is of a certain look. It wouldn't fit every interior design.
And with that particular kind of, you know, lighting, does that mean you have to have brighter, warmer colours in the walls?
It depends. Because it is moody, so you can kind of really, you know, embrace the deeper tones, the greens, the rust tones, neutral tones on your walls, and really embrace that kind of warm vibe.
It could really soften a very clinical, minimalist look as well, because as Arlene said, it does change the colour. Like the light that you have in your house will literally change the colour on your walls. So it's a really important one to remember.
Okay, 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Listener questions coming in. Arlene, a listener is looking for advice about lighting their hallway. Mm-hmm. Where should they start and what do they need to consider?
Well, it's a high traffic area. So although everyone likes the feature lights and that's very important too, you need to get the light right. Spots are kind of very static, and I think too many spots can actually flood a room out and not be very attractive in the evening. So I think if you had a choice, try and kind of couple a lovely set of wall lights into your hallway so you have that softer feel maybe in the evening. Some downlighters for sure and some feature lights.
Okay, so that's for the hallway. So there's three different sets of lights we need in the hallway.
If possible. And maybe a table lamp, if possible.
Four.
If possible. It depends on the size of the hall.
Yeah.
You know, and also it depends on how much natural light you have.
How do I clean my chandelier, Jenny asks this texter. I'm dreading doing it. Am I going to need to take it down, first of all?
Yeah, you're probably going to need to take it down. It's really risky and it's a big job. And if you're standing up there on a stepladder, that might be fantastic for the first few minutes and you're going around in your duster. But if it's a big intricate thing, you're going to ruin your shoulders and you're potentially going to fall off your stepladder. So I think you're going to have to take
it down. How would you take that down?
Well, it depends on how heavy it is. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what type of chandelier we're talking about. Imagine a big, beautiful, you know, Murano glass potentially, or crystal, whatever it might be. You might need to get a professional in because you don't want to mess that up and you have to be careful where you place it. And I just would be really, really careful.
There's a big technique in doing that. Mm. You know, I would bring in the experts for sure.
Really?
If you can.
Are chandeliers a thing of the past?
No, absolutely not.
I'm going to
give a massive shout out here.
Do you in houses?
Going to give a massive shout out here to my friends, Jess and Johnny, the Great Taste. They just did up this fabulous house and they have, I mean, it haunts my dreams. I just love it. It's this beautiful pink glass, gigantic chandelier.
Wow.
That's in the front living room and it's spectacular. And it has just, like, I'm not a ceiling light person. I always really prefer wall lights if possible. But this has made me rethink that. I just think they're
Are many
fab.
People, when you're designing houses, they're going for chandeliers.
Oh, God, totally. Sometimes, like, they'll start with the chandelier and you're like, wait, hold on.
We don't
What's
have
happening
a room.
On your walls, your stairs, your floors, everything else? And so that can dictate the entire scheme as well.
Okay.
So, yeah, for sure.
Right, texter says, suggested lighting from the panel, please, for dark middle dining room / kitchen. Extension is built onto the back of the house, 75% across, leaving just the back door. Original internal back wall is actually extremely dark. So what would the lady suggest? Dark middle dining room and kitchen.
You're different lighting, first of all, for your dining room and your kitchen. Your kitchen is going to have some spots, even though I hate them, but you do need some task lighting over where you're going to be working on your countertops. Maybe some under lighting could be really helpful to bring in additional lighting. So think about an LED strip, for example, along the back and underneath the cabinets. That can give you some more lighting. And then think about wall lighting in a dining room is so nice. So if you're in a dining room and you're sitting down and you have guests over and you're having your dinner, you do not want harsh overhead lighting because everybody looks like a monster and it just gives you wrinkles and it makes your face look like it's melting and it's just not nice. Don't do it. So make sure that even if you do have overhead lighting, so maybe if you need it, if you're doing homework there or something in the afternoons, make sure it's on a separate switch and you can turn that off. And then you want wall lighting. And it sounds like it's really dark. So think about dimmer switches because you want to be able to set the mood. That's really important. If you can't install dimmer switches, you can get those Philips Hue light bulbs and all sorts of different fittings. They can do dimming for you. But as much more wall lighting as possible. And then again, if you want your accent lighting, you know, a lamp in the corner and everything is fine.
Are spots out, Arlene?
They are the necessary evil, unfortunately. Yeah.
So every house should have them, should they?
Well, you need them in walk-in wardrobes. You need them in bathrooms, utility rooms, boot rooms. You know, you have to have them.
What about those pendant lights over islands, kitchen islands?
They can look well. It just depends, again, on your interior scheme and theme. If you've got a hob on your island, it's tricky having pendant lights.
Over they're so divisive, aren't they?
It depends on the client and their tastes and what they're looking for.
Okay.
Yeah.
Looking for romantic bathroom lighting that would give a sort of a nice candle effect. What would you suggest?
Ooh. I'll give you a little tip. So for bathroom lights, you have to be very careful because they have to be rated to be used in a bathroom, especially in Ireland. We're obsessed with electrics in the bathroom. It's a disaster. But outdoor lamps are often rated in the same level because they're outdoors and they are, you know,
never thought of that actually.
So if you're stuck and you can't find any nice bathroom lights, expand your search to include outdoor lights. That's a really good one. And then I think, again, you're looking at wall lights. You want them either side of the mirror because you want them to be really romantic. You don't want any naked bulbs. You want, you know, something covered. So I'm going to give you a few of my favourite suppliers, which sell fuels. So in Ireland, Hicken Lighting in Dublin are brilliant. Mullen, Luminaire, fantastic. Woody's actually often have a pretty nice lighting range. They really do. Luminaire is great. My absolute favourite online website is the lampmasters.ie. So this is, I think they're originally Belgian. They used to be Lamp and Meester and something like that. But they have a massive range and there's some great brands on there. I love Mui. Saletti is really fun if you're looking for something with a bit of a twist. Dusk Lighting have some lovely stuff as well. And that's a good place to start.
Have you any recommendations for listeners? Where would you suggest?
It again depends on their vibes, but we work a lot with Hicken, so we would give them all of our lighting orders and they would coordinate all of that for us. But then outside of Hicken, there's Porta Romana, who I think are amazing. Haberdashery are incredible, you know, light designers as well. They're creating what's very on trend at the moment, which are these stunning light installations, which you're seeing in hallways. And they're pricey, but they're magnificent.
What are they?
Well, they can look like butterflies, you know, all kind of cascading down from a pendant in your hallway.
Wow.
Or birds of light or small orbs that are all handmade and they're bespoke. They're so beautiful. Mm. And they are forever pieces, but they aren't going to be purchased off the shelf. They're made bespoke.
What dictates the interior trends, Arlene?
I think everyone is so different. So if, say, somebody comes to me, I think they probably like what I'm doing in my style. So that's probably where it starts. But then you'll meet people who really are outside of my style. And that's a challenge. And I love that because it's something new for me too. Mm. And you just try and tap into that and where they're getting their inspiration from. Pinterest, Instagram. I mean, everything is influencing everybody at the moment. Yeah. It's just how it fits into their property and space.
Listeners looking for some lamp suggestions, please. Strong lights for a study room.
Lamp suggestions for a study room. Do you know what I absolutely love is those green banker's lamps. So there's lots of different makes. We'll make
oh,
them.
Oh yes, yeah.
I just love
they're
them.
They're kind of antique like looking.
Yeah, they're kind of antique looking. Green and brass. Or you could get green and brushed steel or something like that. They go everywhere. They really do. They just fit into every look. I think they're fab. That's my number one for a study.
Now, listener asking for some recommendations for lights that they can get and install for outside their house that won't affect the bugs, the insects and the birds.
That's great to think about. Mm-hmm. One thing that you can do that will really help is if you can put your lights on some kind of a timer so that they come on, you know, usually they might have a light sensor in them so that they'll come on at sunset or something like that. And they'll stay on for a couple of hours and then they'll turn off. So you can be sure you won't leave them on all night and you can be sure that they, you know, they won't infect the insects so much. Down lighting can be really nice. So you don't want anything too bright, too harsh on the wall. Just little flickers, maybe, for example, fairy lights would be really, really nice. Have a really low lumen, really warm lighting that kind of mimics moonlight or night light is really helpful. Solar powered is great then because you don't have to wire it in. So just small, low light dotted around the garden would be much better than one big harsh central light.
Listener wants to get a new light for their stairs, Arlene. It's blocked in by a wall. I can't put an overhead light because of the ceilings. They're actually quite low. Could I get a light for the stairs, perhaps?
Yes. I'm trying to visualise that actually.
Yeah,
as you're
it's quite
it.
Difficult to visualise it, all right. They want to get a light for their stairs, which is blocked in by the wall somehow.
Okay, I'd need to actually see that, but it's definitely doable.
Yeah.
Like, again, I would definitely take a trip down to Hicken Lighting.
Okay. Listener looking for advice on wall lights for above a fireplace, either side. Is that a bit dated, they're asking?
Nope, still done. It's a common ask and it looks fantastic. Again, low lighting. It's really calming and relaxing.
You just put, what, two small sort of lights at either side of the fireplace?
Like wall sconces or wall lights with shades or whatever the style of light is. But it's so gorgeous. Mm.
Somebody has my dream. They have a hot tub outside their house and they're looking for lights for the decking. Any suggestions?
I think up lighting can be really nice there. You can get lovely outdoor lights that will go into the floor. And especially if you have any foliage or plants or bushes or anything around the place, like really highlight that and just get some lovely up lights that reflects on that and isn't too
it's too moody and relaxing and
you're shaking your head.
Are you
in disagreement with the hot tubs?
No, I love them. Oh, I'm obsessed. Yeah, I'd love one.
It's my dream. One day, lads, we'll have the hot tub. Just very finally, a listener is looking for a suggestion on lights that will light up big trees driving up our avenue. Oh my God, the dream.
Yeah, it literally just came off a site visit this morning with the same discussion. at the meeting. So they're actually placing small little floodlights
okay.
on the base of all their avenue of trees as they're going into their home. So you'll just see that lovely wash of light, like a glow going in through the path of their beautiful. Their entrance. Yeah.
So rather than nice. Sort of standalone kind of outdoor lamps, put in floodlighting
combined
across it.
With. So they have like, again, it's all layers to get it just right. But they have the floodlights underneath the base of the trees as they're entering, combined with pedestal lights and
yeah.
outdoor wall lights. There's a whole kind of combination of things in the plants.
And the beauty is this, so you can get solar lighting for outside as well. And I know it sounds crazy in Ireland, but we do get enough light to power little solar yeah. lamps. So you could place little spotlights, you could place little fairy lights, you could place kind of stakes in the ground.
A lighting engineer who's listening has got in touch to say that my one bit of advice for home lighting is to make sure listeners are able to dim the lights.
Oh yeah,
big time.
Yeah.
Totally.
Says this texter. Yeah. Thanks a million, ladies, for joining us here for the Home Squad this Thursday afternoon to chat all things lighting. That, of course, is Arlene McIntyre, founder and creative director of Arlene McIntyre Design, and Jenny Sheehan, former winner of Home of the Year. And you can find Jenny on Instagram at Workers Cottage. Thanks a million to you both for joining us. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.